The Birthday Goblin. A little girl named Polly said Daddy could hardly wait for her birthday to come. She had been thinking about it for a long time. And at last, there was only one more night and the birthday would actually be here. It was bedtime and Polly was ready for bed. I'm going to stay awake for ages, she said to herself, and try to guess what Mother and Daddy are going to give me, and what we'll have to eat at the party. I do hope it will be ice cream. I am a little afraid it won't be, though, because when I asked Mother about it, she said that perhaps it would be nice to have a change. Nothing is so nice as ice cream for a birthday party. That's true, said a jolly little creature who suddenly appeared before her. Who are you? Said Polly. I am the birthday goblin. That is, I am one of the birthday goblins, for there are a good many of us needed for our work. There are such lots of birthdays. And the goblin tossed his head and laughed. And, continued the goblin, I tell mothers and daddies not to forget the good old-fashioned way of putting a ring, a thimble, and a button in the cake. I have to see about the presents too. For how well I know what the girls and boys like as presents. That's our business, you know. Are we going to have ice cream tomorrow? Asked Polly. Yes, said the goblin. Your mother took my suggestions so quickly. I didn't have to coax her at all. But your birthday is here, and the sun has been up some time. Goodbye. Happy birthday. And as Polly opened her eyes, her mother was by her bed, whispering that always wonderful birthday wish of